Welcome, everyone, to the Meaningful Hearts podcast, where we discuss the everyday questions that make us or break us if we let them. With your hosts, Drew and Daniela, take our hands and let's walk this journey together. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Meaningful Hearts podcast. This is Drew signing on, flying solo today. Today, I want to talk about something I wrote down. I guess I was in a moment of just sitting in my thoughts, and I was just wondering to myself, how much of what I do holds me back versus propels me forward? Like, we know what we want to do with our lives, or we know what we need to do with our lives. But how much of our efforts go against what we do, we want, and how much of our efforts go for what we want in our lives? And we sit there. I know I was sitting there just thinking, this is not that complicated. This is not that hard. But why am I making it more difficult than it needs to be? And I think that comes down to, I guess, to an extent, being human, right? Being, having emotions involved in our decisions and how we're feeling. Maybe we're tired. Maybe we're hungry. Maybe we're just not enthusiastic about what we have to do. And I sat there for a moment and I'm just thinking to myself, like, how am I going to get myself to do the maximum amount of things to get the maximum amount of results and get to where I need to be? And I started to also think, some of us are maybe not in the best places and we're feeling a little miserable. And we know that where we have to go, or where we're trying to go, could be quite exhausting and miserable in the process. But one ends and the other one will just be a slow drag for an indefinite amount of time until we make the efforts needed. And I guess this has been a battle within my life, because then it starts asking myself the deeper question, what do I really want out of my life? What do I want for myself? And is it practical for the type of person that I am? Maybe I want more than I deserve, or maybe what I think I want is not necessarily what I do need, or what I actually think I want. If that makes sense. I might have confused you a little bit. So I sit there with this thought and I'm like, damn, I'm like a really, really puzzled, almost feeling a little like feels a little daunting, I guess, to think about, because it almost questions everything that I've done up until this point. And I want to know where I can move with this, what I could do to maybe get out of this feeling. So I guess the next couple of days that passed, I still forge ahead. I still forge forward and I make a little bit of progress. I make a little bit of, I make a little bit of progress. And all of a sudden, everything seems to, I guess, feel different or kind of change. I guess my mentality changes. And I think it was possibly because I had a taste of what it's like to win and I haven't won yet. And then it makes me wonder if that's all I needed was just a little bit of a sign that shows that my efforts and the things that I'm doing are for a reason. And I think maybe you need that. Maybe you need a little bit of progress. Maybe you need to benchmark here and there to see the efforts that you put in, the things that you're doing are for the greater good, or for the greater good of which you're for your life, I guess, for your goals. So then I started to think, maybe I need more of this. Maybe I need more progress, right? I need to feel a little bit more of this. And then I'll go all in. And I was thinking to myself, maybe that's it. maybe it's the whole thing that I've been waiting for. I guess in this new role that I'm in, it's a little bit different. It's a lot different in a lot of ways than what I'm used to, because there's a longer sales cycle. There's a longer process to getting the win. There's a lot of hurdles along the way and a lot of things that could go wrong. And in the past, in my previous sales experiences, you get a yes, you get a win, and you move on to the next one. So I guess the thrill of the chase and then the end point, you get a little taste of glory. It's a quick fix. It's faster. It's the faster process. And because I'm not used to a longer process with maybe a bigger reward, you really have to cheer yourself on all that downtime. There's a lot of time for you to question whether where you are, where you're going is right for you, or it's what you want. And I guess maybe in the bigger scope of things, on the grander scale of things, with other things worth doing at a higher level, with a higher level of competition, that this is how it is. And I know I've watched so many videos and documentaries about successful people and the trials and tribulations of the things that they've gone through. And I mean, it's endless. You could watch millions of or hundreds of thousands or whatever hours of great stories. But I guess when you're doing it for yourself and you're going through the process the whole way through, it's not like an hour and a half movie that you get to see the start to finish. This could take years, years of your time, years of your life. A lot of moments of down, a lot of moments of doubt, a lot of moments of questioning if you're on the right path. If you're on a path at all, or you're just going in circles, or maybe it's supposed to be a very zigzaggy pattern, up and down, left and right in all different directions. And you're going to be flying sometimes around, not knowing where you're going, or have an idea, but you don't know how you're going to end up to that destination, but you know you're going to get there. And I guess it's more or less the belief in yourself, the belief in your abilities, the things that you know you're good at, and just to forge forward with the belief that you know that you can make it somehow, and that the things that are in your control, that you push forward on those things and you do them the best to your abilities. And I think in the type of industry that I'm in, there are things that are in our control and there are things that are out of our control. And I've asked a lot of questions with a lot of people that are experienced that have grown around me, and they've all kind of given me the same answer. It's, you know, check off these boxes, make sure you do these things and you consistently do these things and you do them as well as you can, and you'll get the result that you want in the end. And I guess part of me being a human wants to know if there's a faster, easier way to do it. But in all reality, there's not. I'm just being a little hard-headed. And I guess I'm trying to find the cheat code a little bit, be the exception to the rule. And I know in my training classes, they've taught us that, yeah, you're not the exception. Don't think you are. There are people that are, but I think everybody has a little bit of that. Oh, I might be that prodigy. I might be that one exception to the rule that could bypass certain things and make it to the top faster. And I think that's part of my problem. I think that's part of my issue with this whole thing, is that in my own movie, in my own successful story, I have this specific thing that nobody else has, and I'm exceptional and I can do this. And not to say that I am not exceptional to certain things and I'm really good at certain things. I just think that work, regardless of how good or how bad you are, work is necessary and work is needed in order for you to get to where you need to go. And in order to do so, I rhymed, that you got to forge forward with that. and you got to stick to the things you got to stick to the basics and come every day with your best, and you'll get the result that you want in the end. And that's where I wanted to leave you guys. Anybody out there struggling, anybody out there maybe doing sales or doing something similar, playing a sport, struggling in a certain way, and sometimes you got to sit back and think to yourself, well, how much of this is me holding myself back? Do I want this? And two, what work do I need to do that I haven't done? And you just got to commit, push forward and do it. And the results will come. And sometimes it's hard for us to give our faith in that. But what else is there? You either continue on this path to do this thing that you're doing now, or you're going to find something else that you might think you want to do, but you still got to forge forward with a belief that you will succeed at that thing. So regardless, you have to have faith in it, and you got to forge forward and do whatever you can that's in your control. And that's where I'll leave you. I love you all, and thank you for listening.